Oh, this is incredible. I can't believe this.
Okay, folks, we are back again, and so are you. Thank you so much for joining us at the Good Hockey Podcast. Today, we're going to go through the tsn.ca/tradecenter/trade-tracker webpage is telling us about what happened for the trade deadline. Chuck, we kind of said this a bit earlier on the last pod, but kind of a underwhelming trade deadline day.
Yeah, I do agree with you. We didn't see anything too crazy, and like some of the bigger trades happened a day ago, 2 days ago. So, like, you know, there wasn't the excitement of Giroux getting moved at 2:45 p.m. to Florida for the best possible deal, you know?
Yeah, it was also pretty much like that was right in the stars. That wasn't a surprising one.
Yeah.
Whereas last year, I remember like right at the end, we got to see a nice Mantha and Verana swap from the Red Wings in Washington, which still don't totally understand, but I know it's something to do with cap space.
Well, I also think you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, or any of the listeners can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I felt that the relationship with Mantha and the Red Wings, and same thing with Verana and the Capitals, was kind of deteriorating, and you know, both sides were just trying to maximize on each player before they walked out of free agency or something like that.
Yeah, I can't correct if that's wrong, and I certainly can't say confirm if that's right either. But let's go through this year's March 21st, the trade deadline. I guess we should go back a day or so, or a couple days. Like, I guess the start of the trade deadline is almost a month and a bit ago, when Tyler Toffoli was traded from the Montreal Canadiens to the Calgary Flames. Kind of getting ahead of the curve, obviously, a month and a week ahead of the deadline, but that's like the first significant trade that we see leading up to this year's trade deadline. Next thing is the Leafs pick up Ryan Dzingel and Ilya Lyubushkin for Nick Ritchie and a 2025 second round pick. I didn't realize it was so far in the future. Yeah, obviously Dzingel was claimed off of waivers, and Lyubushkin is now playing on that first line with Morgan Riley. Alex Stalock, goaltender for the Edmonton Oilers, ended up in San Jose. Josh Manson ended up in Colorado for a second-round pick, as well as Drew Helison.
Yeah,
that went to the Anaheim Ducks. So Colorado
here.
It's
a great
trade. I mean, I think that's fair value. I wonder how much the Leafs were into a guy like Josh Manson, particularly because he is right-handed.
Yeah,
and the defender that the Leafs traded for is their fifth left-handed defenseman for their top 6D. So, yeah, I like the trade for Colorado. They did a few more less significant moves. There's not really much you can do for the Avalanche if you're not going to get Giroux.
Yeah,
but I think Josh Manson, yeah, I mean, he's a good, responsible 2AD. Good top four guy. Probably a bit better than Eric Johnson. Big ups. The Colorado Avalanche then traded Tyson Yost 1-for-1 for Nico Sturm with the Minnesota Wild, just kind of swapping bottom six forwards.
Yeah, saving a bit of cap space for the Avalanche, you know, giving Tyson Yost a change of scenery.
Speaking of cap space, the Florida Panthers shipped out Frank Vatrano to the New York Rangers for a fourth round pick. Then the Florida Panthers acquired Ben Chiarot from the Montreal Canadiens for a 2023 first and a 2022 fourth, as well as Tyler Smelanek. The Calgary Flames made a splash with Kali Yarncroc, the right winger coming out of Seattle. I believe he's playing in their top six, but probably won't be in Calgary. Going back to Seattle is a 2022 second, a third, and a seventh, which are in the future. Tampa Bay Lightning went all out for Brandon Hagel.
This is a crazy one.
The Chicago Blackhawks 2023 first, a 2024 first, Boris Kachu and Taylor Radish in return for Hagel, and a 2022 fourth and a 2024 fourth. I believe Hagel is signed for this year and next year at $2 million, which is part of why the deal is so attractive.
I think there might even be a third year on top of this. Yeah. I think he's got a $1.5 billion cap hit until 2023-2024.
So the picks are in the future for like the firsts that Tampa sent out, and they are both top 10 protected. So let's say Tampa just shits the bed next year or the season after. These picks aren't going to end up looking... they're not going to be so horrible.
Nope.
Minnesota Wild picked up Nick DeLaurier from the Anaheim Ducks for a third round pick. That'll help with their bottom six in Minnesota. The Boston Bruins picked up Hampus Lindholm from the Anaheim Ducks, as well as Cody Curran. I'm not sure who that guy is, but I know Hampus Lindholm is a very reliable top four left-handed defense who could play on the first or the second line, probably going to be on that first line with Charlie Coyle in Boston. Going to Anaheim is a 2022 first, a 2023 second, a 24 second, Urho Vaakanainen, and John Moore. So it's a pretty big haul for Hampus Lindholm, but it seems like he's not just a rental, as the Boston Bruins extended him at, was it a max 8 years, 6.5, Charlie?
Yep, max contract there. Max length, rather.
Okay. That's a pretty big one. I bet you the Leafs were in that, but they probably didn't want to. I mean, everyone knows Dubas did not want to pay the first round pick.
Yeah.
For another rental.
But that was a big thing.
Yeah. So that seemed to be the asking price. And if it would have cost a first and Alex Sinise and X and Y and X and Y, maybe Hampus Lindholm wouldn't have been worth it considering how many fucking lefties the Leafs already have.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, this seems like a lot to pay for Lindholm, even though they got him on a nice extension afterwards, like the first and 2 seconds, as well as two players. It just, I don't know, it seems like a lot to pay. I guess we'll have to wait and see how Lindholm plays out in Boston. If he's up on that top line with Charlie McAvoy and he plays well, this is definitely a great deal for the Bruins, but I could see this potentially blowing up if he doesn't fit with the scheme as well as they thought.
On March 19th, the Florida Panthers acquired Claude Giroux, as well as Connor Bunneman and German Rubtsov, as well as a 5th-round pick, in exchange for Owen Tippett, a 2024 first-round pick, and a 2023 third-round pick, which went over to the Philadelphia Flyers. Seems kind of underwhelming. Don't you think Giroux should have got... I mean, don't you think he would have got a bit more? I can't believe that Colorado wouldn't have been offering more than this.
Yeah.
Or I've heard even Boston was in on it. I mean, maybe Boston was more interested in spending all of those assets that they did on a defense, which they ended up going for Lindholm, rather than a declining centerman in Giroux.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure. I'm just kind of surprised by this. I mean, it's not as surprising as Taylor Hall getting traded for a second, but it's kind of underwhelming.
Very underwhelming. I know Claude Giroux's 33 and he's on an expiring deal, but a first round pick and Owen Tippett, like the third is kind of just a throw in. I don't know how much that sweetens the deal, but yeah, I agree with you. This seems like a low price to pay for Claude Giroux, and I think the Panthers have an absolute steal.
The Panthers then went out and picked up Robert Hägg from the Buffalo Sabres for a 6th. Just going to solidify some depth defense there. Next was a major trade from the Toronto Maple Leafs, who acquired Mark Giordano as well as left winger Colin Blackwell from the Seattle Kraken in exchange for a 2022 second, a 2023 second, and a 2024 third round pick. Charlie, me and you are both Leafs fans. We were both anticipating some sort of addition coming to this year's roster. We both knew that Dubas did not want to give up the first, and he didn't. How do you feel about this move? Oh, the Giordano is 50% retained by Seattle, so he can fit in.
I feel pretty good about this move. It just helps shore up the top four in Toronto. I know that it's another left-handed defense, but honestly, I think it'll be fine. I think the Leafs will find a way to work around it. he is old, but he's not Nick Foligno kind of old where he's feeling super fragile or anything like that. Giordano has been a rock. He's been solid for Seattle all season, posting very nice underlying numbers and underlying metrics and all that stuff on a Seattle team that hasn't been very good. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he can perform for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And only giving up the 2 second round picks while getting Blackwell in addition to that trade, I can't complain about it. I think it's a great job by Dubas.
For sure. We should note that Mark Giordano, who was the captain of the Calgary Flames for many years, including the year that he won the Norris Trophy for best defenseman in the NHL, he was playing alongside current Toronto Maple Leaf TJ Brody.
Yep.
So I'm gonna just speculate that we'll see a reuniting of that pair on the second line. The first line for the Toronto Maple Leafs defense will be Morgan Riley and Ilya Lyubushkin.
Yep.
And the third line will be Hall as well as Muzzin.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting to see what the Leafs do, considering Sandin has been pretty great all season and Liljegren has really stepped up his game over the last few months and has looked great in their top four. But yeah, you know what? It's a good problem for the Leafs to have if we're now worried about the fifth or even sixth defense that's going to be on this team. At this point, you just got to hope Campbell can bounce back when he comes back from injury and he can actually start saving some pucks, because the defense is as good as it's going to get right now for Toronto.
The Leafs then, well, obviously, because we just said Sandin and Liljegren would be your seventh and eighth defenseman now. That's not even considering Travis Dermott. The Leafs shipped him out to the Vancouver Canucks in exchange for a third round pick. That is called asset depreciation. Travis Dermott was a first round pick, and now he is worth a third, but he'll get a chance. For the listeners, I used to date Travis. I shouldn't say date. I used to mess around. I shouldn't say that either. I used to be very close with Travis Dermott's current girlfriend when we were both in university. And I tried to get the inside scoop on this over the weekend. And I got the cold shoulder. So this is really just rough. Me inserting
flexing
the fact that I know
something.
Travis. Yeah, exactly. Some sort of...
yeah.
Ridiculous, not even kind of cool flex. Okay. Ottawa Senators picked up Travis Hamonic for the Vancouver Canucks in exchange for a 2022 third. Why would the Ottawa Senators want Travis Hamonic? Who knows? The LA Kings.
Why would
Kings,
they pay that much? Who knows?
The LA Kings picked up Troy Stetcher from the Red Wings for a seventh. The Tampa Bay Lightning pick up Nick Paul from the Senators in exchange for Matthew Joseph as well as a 2024 fourth. Nashville gets Jeremy Lazon from the Seattle Kraken for a second. I don't know Lazon very well, but that seems like a bit of an overpayment because of that.
Yeah, a little bit.
The Stars get Scott Wedgwood from Arizona for a fourth. Arizona gets Jack McBain from Minnesota in exchange for a second. Who the hell is Jack McBain, and why are the Arizona Coyotes giving up a second round draft pick for this year for him?
Best I can answer would be that there's a lot of speculation that this year's draft is going to be light after the first round. So I know that teams, they're giving up later picks for the 2022 draft pretty easily. Jack McBain is 6'3". He's about 210, 220 pounds. He is a great centerman for, I believe, Boston right now.
Yeah,
Boston
College. I'm reading he has 19 goals and 14 assists in 24 games.
Yeah, he's having a great season. He's been developing very well. I believe he declared his intentions were to not sign with the Minnesota Wild, meaning that he would have left to free agency this summer. And it just seems like the Coyotes are going to be willing to give him a contract and get him into an NHL position pretty quickly.
Okay, well, I'm sure a bunch of other teams would as well. So let's hope for the Arizona Coyotes that Jack McBain wants to stay in the desert.
Yep.
The Jets acquired Mason Appleton for a fourth from Seattle. Pittsburgh got Nathan Beaulieu from the Jets for a 7th. Arizona takes on Brian Little and Nathan Smith from the Jets for a 4th. The Capitals got Marcus Johansson from Seattle for Daniel Sprong, a 4th and a 6th. And the Kraken retained 50% of Johansson's cap hit. I actually like that trade a lot. That seems
That's not bad at all.
Sick pickup. The Chicago Blackhawks, with the investment deal of the century, trade out Marc-Andre Fleury to the Minnesota Wild for a 2nd-round pick. Charlie, I believe that the Chicago Blackhawks got Fleury for a 3rd?
Yep.
Okay, so that is called investing. That is called appreciation. In the opposite of Travis Dermott becoming a first, being worth a 1st-round pick and becoming a 3rd, the Chicago Blackhawks managed to turn a 3rd into a 2nd, and it's a conditional 2nd. If Minnesota makes the conference final, the 2nd-round pick becomes a 1st-round pick.
Yeah. I think that's a good trade for both sides.
Sure, I guess. This is their year to really, they have to go for it because of all the cap problems coming up in the future years because of the buyouts with Parise and Suter. So
that's right.
Yeah, make the run for it as you can. Leaving the Wild is Kaapo Kähkönen, as well as a 5th-round pick. And they get Jacob Middleton from the San Jose Sharks, which I thought the Leafs were going to be on in, but instead they got Giordano. The Leafs shipped out Alex Biega to the Predators in exchange for future considerations. Thank you, Nashville.
I love
the New York
future
Rangers
considerations.
Picked up Justin Braun in exchange for a 3rd-round pick from the Philadelphia Flyers. Oilers got Brett Kulak from the Montreal Canadiens for William Lagesson and a 2nd-round pick. Okay, Edmonton, good luck with that.
Yep.
Ottawa Senators and this Boston Bruins trade, that one doesn't matter at all. The Montreal Canadiens got Justin Barron and a 2nd-round pick from the Colorado Avalanche in exchange for Arturi Lehkonen. That's a pretty good pickup for Colorado for the next few years, I think. I like that move.
Yeah, hopefully he re-signs with them.
Gets Nick Leddy and Luke Witkowski from the Detroit Red Wings in exchange for Jake Walman, Oscar Sundqvist, and a 2023 2nd. Dude, the Avalanche picked up Andrew Cogliano for a 5th from San Jose. The Avalanche are just adding.
Yep.
Washington Capitals get Johan Larsson from Arizona for a 3rd. Oh my god, NHL superstar Zach Sanford goes to Winnipeg from Ottawa in exchange for a 5th.
Crazy.
The Rangers got Tyler Motte from Vancouver for a 4th. Ricard Raquel is heading over to Pittsburgh from Anaheim for a 2nd. Zach Aston-Reese, Dominic Simone, as well as it is currently listed as prospect. So we'll stay tuned to see what that is.
Prospect.
Let me good refresh stuff. This page and see if. Nope. They didn't update. Okay. The Edmonton Oilers also acquired Derek Brassard from the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Flyers retained 50% of Brassard's salary. Currently, this is listed as TBA. What do you think the haul is here, Charlie?
What I'm looking at here, it says the Flyers receive a 4th-round pick for Derek Brassard, so that's a great trade from the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, 50% retained. I was going to say it's probably worth a 3rd, maybe even a bit more, 3rd and something.
Yeah, okay. Can't go wrong.
The Carolina Hurricanes acquired Max Domi from the Columbus Blue Jackets. Do you see what that is? Because I got a TBA here.
I got a TBA here, too. I expect it's a 2nd and maybe a prospect or something like that.
Yeah, I just don't know why Carolina would want Max Domi.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I just don't understand.
I'm genuinely not sure.
Okay, the Detroit Red Wings acquired a 4th-round pick from Dallas in exchange for Vladislav Namestnikov. Calgary Flames kept on adding to their depth with Ryan Carpenter from Chicago for a 5th. And Tampa Bay Lightning got Riley Nash from Arizona for future considerations. That is everything that I have from the tsn.ca/tradecenter/trade-tracker.
I got one more. One more, it's kind of a big one. Andrew Kopp has been traded to the New York Rangers for TBA. So right. I don't have the I don't know what the Jets sent or what the Jets got rather, but I do know that Andrew Kopp is now on the New York Rangers.
Yeah, I saw that popping around the socials, but TSN's lacking right now, so I just, you know, after doing all those, kind of forgot about it. But yeah, that's a cool one, man. I wish the Leafs were in on him like that, but
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know anything.
But he's going to be looking for a big race.
Where the hell does Andrew Kopp go in the lineup?
Third line center, second line, second line left wing instead of Kerfoot.
The third line is so blessed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so unless you're going to rebuild that and make that third line the fourth line, then.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. And then Simmons and Spezza are AHLers.
Okay, that's it from us. Let's wrap this up. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Watch us on YouTube. Check out the stream strategy on Sundays, sometimes Mondays, and Thursdays. Sometimes Wednesdays. We also post twice a week on Reddit with the stream strategy. It's like a podcast and a text version. It's super sick. If you go to pucklegends.ca and you use the code GOOD at checkout, you'll get free shipping and no tax to anywhere in North America or Europe. Except for where geopolitical tensions currently mitigate the shipping efficiency. Charlie, pucklegends.ca recently redid a whole bunch of designs, including a new and improved Mario Lemieux. They also released a Vincent Vinny LeCavalier, Jerome Iginla, Thomas Cabrelet, Maurice the Rocket Richard, and Mark Messier. Now, are adding into their lineup of Daniel Alfredson, Gordie Howe, Doug Gilmore, Willie O'Ree, David Harris, Pavel Bure, and Daniel Alfredson. I might have already said that, but Sidney Crosby's also up there. No, he's not, actually, because the NHLPA said you're not allowed to have him. So, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, you know, whatever. Good at checkout. You got anything else?
The Legends. That's everything.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right.